The Endangered Species Act, signed into law in 1973, was designed to protect vulnerable species of plants and animals. And in some cases, it's been shown to be successful. The gray wolf, the grizzly bear, and even a national symbol, the bald eagle, have managed to bounce back under the program. Representative Chris Stewart says the Endangered Species Act has been a good thing, but he finds one part of it to be illogical. That is, the way endangered species are counted. The count that determines whether or not to protect a species depends on the land where the species is located. Stewart cites the prairie dog, an endangered species in Utah, as an example of this. Prairie dogs on federal land are counted, but on state, local, and private land, they are not. Stewart says this makes for an inaccurate assessment of their viability.
Most of those prairie dogs live where people live now. They want to live where there's alfalfa, where there's cover, where there's water. And so over the time, they've migrated to private lands, and so the vast majority of those species now live on private lands, and yet they're not counted.
So the representative from Utah's 2nd District has drafted H.R. 4256, which he calls the Endangered Species Improvement Act of 2014. It would modify the Endangered Species Act so that a count of any species would have to be a grand total of all animals, no matter where they're found. Stewart says his proposal just makes sense.
On its face, it's just so commonsensical. If you're going to evaluate this program, then you should count all of the species, regardless of whether they're dwelling on public or private lands. And, you know, we would ask that question, why they're not doing that, and just never really got an answer.
Representative Stewart anticipates broad and bipartisan support for his bill, which is already co-sponsored by other House Republicans from Utah, Representative Jason Chaffetz and Representative Rob Bishop. But any change to the Endangered Species Act is sure to draw critics. Count Mark Clemens of the Sierra Club among them. He says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the arm of the federal government that oversees the Endangered Species Program, is already lacking the resources to protect the animals currently listed. Clemens says Stewart's bill would be a step in the wrong direction.
So they don't actually have the money to do their job as it is, and Representative Stewart is imposing a new mandate on them that they, as far as I know, provide no additional funding for this agency that really doesn't have either the staff or the resources to do the job that has been assigned to it already. So that's a really big problem when you're telling federal agencies, well, just do this one more thing.
In direct contrast to Clemens' point, Stewart says on his congressional website that by not counting every population of a species, it could, quote, hugely expand the reach of the Endangered Species Act, close quote. Stewart also says he's discussed the matter with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, and he's hopeful there will be a solution. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.